Teacher,
How
good
are you?
afternoon.
Afternoon. How are you, Honorable? Miss Clark.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Very well, thank you, new sir.
Thank you very much. We are left with 2 minutes. Deputy Minister John Jeffrey, welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair. Just coming to see the bills hopefully approved.
All right. Ms. Kelly, afternoon, which one are you going to start with?
Good afternoon, Chairperson. We will start with the sexual offences case, Chair.
Okay. Can you load the slides? Can you load the slides?
Mr. Dupriya?
Thank you, Ms. Pillay. Mr. Chair, good afternoon. Good afternoon to the members and good afternoon to the Deputy Minister. Hopefully you can see my share screen at the moment.
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Chair. Would you like me to proceed?
Yes, I think it's better to do that.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Chair, we briefed the committee yesterday. Not all your members were present, so I will try to work the briefing that we gave you yesterday into this presentation, but these are the amendments that the Select Committee has proposed to the B version of the Sexual Offences Amendment Act Amendment Bill. We would like to start off by indicating to the committee, and I mentioned to the committee yesterday that there's the technical correction of the phrase person
in progress
that's disabled to be replaced with a person with a mental disability. So we have a proposed new clause which would become clause one of the bill, which will amend the section one of the Principal Act, which is the definitions section. The proposed amendments here, Mr. Chairperson, you will note there's no substantive amendments proposed. It's only a correction of the term or the phrase a person who is mentally disabled to be replaced with a person with a mental disability. And there are three places in clause one or section one of the Principal Act that we need to amend that technical correction. If I may move on to clause one then of the B version of the bill, merely, and you will note, Mr. Chair, while we go through this document, you will note that there's a number of the renumbering that has to be effected. So with regard to clause one of the B version of the bill, it will become clause two. Then there's this technical amendment that we have to effect, because in clause one, we refer to the full long title of the Principal Act, and then we refer to it as the Principal Act in the clauses that will follow. So that is merely a technical correction. Clauses 2, 3, and 4 will be renumbered. Then, once again, back at the replacement of an outdated phrase with the new phrase, a number of clauses will have, or sections in the Principal Act will have to be amended. In clause 6, it is proposed that the heading to chapter 4 of the Principal Act be amended to effect that technical correction, if I may call it that, Chair. That is the heading to Chapter 4, in which it is proposed that, once again, the phrases be replaced with more acceptable phrases. Then, in the proposed new Clause 7 of the bill, the proposed amendment to Section 23 of the Principal Act. Once again, Mr. Chair, and I'm merely going to highlight the first subsection of Section 23 of the Principal Act to you. You will note, Mr. Chair, once again, it's the technical correction. There's no substantive amendments to the content of that clause. So this is what we'll see right through. The next proposed amendment is then to Section 24 of the Principal Act. Section 24 deals with the grooming of persons who are mentally disabled to be replaced with sexual grooming of persons with mental disabilities. And once again, it is merely the proposed replacement of the terms to be used in future. Clause 9 is also then proposed amendment to Section 25 of the Principal Act. Once again, Chair, and I would just pause here for a second, just to indicate to the committee members that there's no substantive amendment to proposed to the relevant section, merely the consequential or the amendment of the correct phrase to be used in future. Clause 10, the proposed amendment to Section 26 of the Act. Once again, in similar vein, Mr. Chair, nothing else there to really indicate to you. Those are the proposed amendments to replace the phrase. The proposed clause 11 is then a proposed amendment to Section 30 of the Act, and in similar vein, once again, the phraseology. Clause 5 will be renumbered, Mr. Chair, and then we also find that reference to a person who is mentally disabled should then be replaced with a person with a mental disability. Clause 5 is the proposed amendment to the definition section of Chapter 6 of the Act. So here we once again have that correction, not a substantive, but more of a technical nature. And then also this portion deals with the proposed amendment of the definition of sexual offence to replace the reference to offences in Chapters 2, 3 and 4 with offences referred to in Sections 3 to 10 and then 12 to 26. And I would like to ask the chairperson and the committee members just to remember this proposed amendment, because we will come back to this later. There's another proposed amendment in this regard. Clause 6 will be renumbered, and then in paragraph 2, this is something that was approved by the committee, but I have apologized to the committee yesterday that this was something that slipped through in the B version of the bill, and we would like to, or the select committee then recommended to correct it as proposed by the committee. But and I'm going to apologize three times today, Chair, so I've used my first apology, and hopefully it will be accepted. I really apologize for that. It was the printer's devil who caught up with me. And then this is also a technical correction to correctly reflect the proposed amendments as agreed to by the Portfolio Committee. This proposed amendment is once again then just replacing an outdated reference to persons with mental disabilities. Clause 7, 8, 9, and 10 and 11 as well as 12 will merely be renumbered. With regard to clause 13, it is proposed that the clause should be rejected and replaced with the following clause. Now, in the introduced version of the bill, this portion of clause 13, which will now become clause 20, was included in the bill. However, if I remember correctly, it was the Western Cape government that indicated in their comments to the select committee that we also need to correct subsection 1. So this is the only addition in this in that regard, and I think the committee will most probably find that in order. Clause 14 renumbering, clause 15 renumbering, clause 16 also renumbering. And then with regard to this portion of the proposed amendments to clause 6, to the relevant clause, I've indicated earlier to you that there's a proposed amendment with regard to the definition of sexual offence as contained or as proposed as a proposed amendment to section 40 of the Principal Act. And it is not necessary to use these words anymore in the relevant section of the Principal Act. So it is therefore proposed, since we will now introduce a definition in section 40 of the Principal Act, which defines sexual offence. It's not necessary to use these words that will then be omitted or deleted from the relevant section in order to secure legal certainty in this regard and to avoid interpretational problems. Clauses 17, 18 and 19, it is then proposed that they should be renumbered, and it is proposed that the new clause 27, which will aim to amend section 57 of the Principal Act, also be included in the bill, merely once again to correct the reference to persons with mental disabilities. Clause 20 will be renumbered, and clause 21, which is the proposed amendment to the long title of the Principal Act, is then rejected as proposed in the B version of the bill, and once again the long title will be amended to include reference to sexual intimidation, which is the proposed new section 14A, which was approved by the Portfolio Committee, and then once again the reference to persons with mental disabilities. And we will find that in the last or one of the bullets of the long title, we need to refer to persons who have committed sexual offences against persons who are vulnerable. The index as a result of the new clauses proposed should then also be amended, and that is with regard to, once again, persons with mental disabilities. And you will note that this is a fairly extensive provision. Once again, nothing substantive, Mr. Chair. Part of it is actually a repetition of what was contained in the B version of the bill. For example, I could just highlight that portion to you. And if I may go on, once again, the consequential technical amendments. Clause 23 will then be renumbered as clause 31 of the bill. And then we also need to finally amend the long title of the bill itself to indicate that the bill is aimed at, among others, then substituting the phrase "a person who is mentally disabled" or "persons who are mentally disabled," where the phrase appears with the phrase "a person with a mental disability" or "persons with mental disabilities." Chair, that brings me to the end of the proposed C list for the consideration of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dupris. Members, we dealt with this bill yesterday, but I think I must also note members who would want to have a second bite again. It's Honorable Nivo Strachans. I saw Honorable Breitenbach. Let me check. My system is... Yes, it's Honorable Nivo Strachans, Honorable James Self, in that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon to everyone. You apologized in clause 6. You apologized for something that disappeared. I seem to have missed that or slipped through. What was that again?
May I respond to the question, Mr. Chair?
Yes, please, because there are only two hands, so you can respond to the question, then we'll come back to Honorable Stromisov.
Thank you, Chair. You will recall when we presented the amendments to the Portfolio Committee, the amendments of the amendment bill itself, this was something that was discussed. It was indicated that access, persons who gain access to persons in places where they are present or congregate will throw the net too wide. And it was accepted and approved by the committee. But unfortunately, and I take full responsibility for that, Mr. Chair, when the B version of the bill was presented to this select committee, this proposed amendment was not reflected in that B version. Fortunately, it was picked up behind the scenes by persons who looked at the bill, so it's merely a correction of what the Portfolio Committee has approved when it looked at the A version of the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable James Love.
Thank you very much, Chair. I seem to see that in some places in this bill, they refer to persons with a mental disability, and in other places, mental disabilities. Personally, I think the mental disabilities are right, but I think that the same phrase should be used throughout the bill. And secondly, forgive me if I'm wrong about this, because it's a long time since I've dealt with legislation, but on the cover page and the top of page 1, it refers to Bill something something B instead of C. Isn't this a C bill? There. No, that's changed now. There, up above. No, up above. There.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Yes.
Mr. Chair, it's the Portfolio Committee's amendments to the B version of the bill, and the amendments will then be presented as the C list. So hopefully I've answered that question. With regard to the question raised with regard to persons who are mentally disabled, that is why it appears that we have a lot of new clauses, but those clauses are merely aimed at correcting reference to persons who are mentally disabled, or replacing that phrase with the phrase persons with mental disabilities. I might mention once again, we indicated yesterday that this was a proposal that was made to the Select Committee by the South African Human Rights Commission, the commission indicating that the new phrase to be used is more acceptable than the one contained in the Principal Act itself. And I would like to maybe just add as well that when that proposal came, we did a word search through the Principal Act in order to identify all those places or sections where that phrase appear in the Principal Act. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Chair, can I just follow up quickly?
Yes, Mr. Honourable Sir.
Yes, I accept that absolutely, that explanation, but in the bill itself, there is person with a mental disability and persons with mental disabilities used interspersed throughout the bill. Now, I just thought that we should use one or the other, and preferably person with mental disabilities, and not distinguish between the two.
Thank you, Honourable Sir. Mr. Duplessis?
My apologies, Mr. Chair. Chair, it's how the sections, the different sections are phrased. Some of them use plural and some of them use singular. And we are bound by the provisions of the Principal Act in that regard. In some instances, purely how the sections are phrased, we cannot deviate from the plural, and that is why it appears that it's two different phrases, but it amounts to one and the same meaning. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I cover that, Honourable Staff.
Not really, because I can't see how the Principal Act combined one's amending things. But anyway, I'm not going to make a big fuss about it.
Okay, thank you, Honourable Deputy Minister.
Chair, yes, just to try and assist. I think the issue is that the matter is used in the singular, and it's a person with a mental disability, singular. However, there's other instances in the bill where it's necessary to refer to the plural, to persons, and that's when it's used persons with mental disabilities. I think Mr. Self was wanting person with mental disabilities, which I don't think is correct, but yeah, I would really appeal that he though accept it as it is.
Thank you very much. Members, are there any further comments on the bill? Honorable staff, that is an old hand, I think. Or is it a new hand? Honorable staff? Okay, it's an old hand. Members, I'm not sure whether we should present the bill now as a whole before we go to the report, whether is there anyone who seconds the amendments that have been made from the NCOP. Is there a mover?
I move, Chair.
Honourable Kobutile Janji moves.
I second, Chair. Womaneo Dukhan.
Honourable Nigo Dukhan seconds. Any objections? No objections. The bill is agreed to. Can we deal with the report Can you flag the report on the bill? Committee Secretary? The report was circulated to all members yesterday. It's taken as read. It's a report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on the criminal procedure.
My apologies, Chair. This is the wrong report, Chair. Can I quickly flag the right one? My apologies.
We're dealing with criminal law, sexual offences and related matters, and then maybe not criminal procedures.
Chair, okay, now it's coming.
The report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on the Criminal Law, Sexual Offences and Related Matters Amendment Act, Amendment Bill, B16B of 2020, dated 8 September 2021. The report is taken as read. It was circulated. Let's start with corrections. Can you scroll downwards? Are there any corrections on the report?
No corrections, Chair.
No corrections. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the report?
Mr. Chair?
I move for the adoption of the report for Money O'Driffin.
Before Honourable Inwood seconds, Mr. Dupris.
Mr. Chair, I apologise, and I know it's not my place to do this. Could we just look at that first portion of the report again, please?
Can you apply to the committee secretary? Yes,
Mr. Chair, thank you, Chair. The very last line, the reference is made to Bill 16C of 2021, and I would be guided by your content manager, but I think it must still be Bill 16C of 2020. The amendment which really makes, which is important, is that the short title of the bill has been changed to the Amendment Act of 2021. I think that might be a technical glitch there that we have to look at, because if you look at bill, it was bill 16B of 2020. I'm just raising that, Chair.
Thank you very much. Ms. Silkstone?
No, Hank got to the raise his hand before I could. No, I completely agree with him. And we may even have that problem with the next report as well. I think I don't know. It's because every time you see 2020, you write 2021 nowadays. So, yeah, that's just it was a typo on my mistake, on my part.
Okay. No, thank you very much. Thank you for that, Mr. Dupris.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much. Honorable Nivod Drachens moved. Is there any second for the adoption of the report as corrected?
Chair.
Honorable Mustafa Chale.
I. There's a noise here. Let me. Okay. The other speaker. I support the move. as a support emotion.
Miss Maseko Chele, supports, is there any adoption? Is there any objection to the adoption of the report? And none. The report is adopted. Ms. Silstone, can you lower your hand? Mr. Dupris, thank you very much for your work, and all your sins are forgiven. Thank you very much for your work and to your team. Thank you very much. Can we have the next bill?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, Honorable Members and our Deputy Minister. Chairperson, is my screen visible?
Yes, it is, Ms. Pillay.
Thank you very much. I will be presenting the Domestic Violence Amendment Bill and the changes that were proposed. Chairperson, as indicated yesterday, changes are generally to the usage of non-binary language. There are certain other technical changes in respect of the use of electronic communication service provider and to refer to communications in the plural. There are several of those changes. There are some clarity, there were some requests for clarity to be given to certain clauses of the bill. And I think that's in relation to the definition of a person in a close relationship, a child, and with regard to a functionary. And I will go through those substantive changes now. So Chairperson, if I may proceed along those lines.
Proceed.
Thank you. In clause one of the bill, we are inserting, it is just a change insofar as the ordering of the bill as it was previously adopted by this committee. We've brought forward the 19A in respect of the period within which the directives and regulations must be submitted to Parliament. In clause two, these are where the more substantive changes, sorry, not the substantive, where many of the changes are, which is the definitions clause. And in this regard, for clarity and for a better wording in terms of what is to delete prescribed in terms of section 6A and to say provided for, because this is strictly speaking not a matter where we will be providing for regulations or doing regulations. So prescribed is an incorrect word. So it's provided for in directions, contemplated in section 6A3, and it corrects the reference. In respect of the definition of close relationship, Chairperson, we are adding a definition of close relationship, which means a relationship between the complainant and any other person, which the court with regard to the following criteria. One, the degree of trust between the persons, the level of each person's dependence on and commitment to the other person, the length of time the relationship existed, the frequency of contact between the persons, or the degree of intimacy between the persons, and it's what may be considered to be in a close relationship of a person with the complainant. So Chairperson, that is the insertion that we are making in the bill. It was previously person in a close relationship. The next changes from point 3 to 9 on this page relates to all relate to except one, the non-binary language. On line 42 and 43, he or she has been changed to they have. And in line 55, on page 3, to replace him or her with them. And in line on page 4, in line 1, 2, and 4, to replace is or her, or him or her with their or them as the context requires. A change on point 5 on this page, page 3 in line 53 is aimed at, to delete the words is aimed at, to replace it with as the effect of. Moving on to the next page, Chairperson, points 10 to 14 on page 5 relate to the issue of the communications or communication, and we correct the context of how we relate, of how we refer to a communication or communications. If it's a communication that the complainant has, it should be referred to as with an S, communications, but where you are referring to a service provider, it's an electronic communication service provider, and that corrects that issue in the bill. A significant change on point 11 is an insertion after the word pictures to include that are real, simulated, or manipulated. That is to provide, to expand what could be, I think it's, if I can just get to that. Malicious communication, Chairperson. Sorry, I was just got stuck with the wording there. I apologize for that. So that's what, that's a change we are bringing about in that regard. Points 15 and to 17, it was just a minor issue in that the underlining and to indicate the change was not effected in the bill that was passed by this committee, and that has been corrected. The rest are mere very minor technical issues insofar as underlining and the deletion of the words. Point 21 is a bit more substantive in the sense that we are inserting the words in line 9 of page 6 by adding a paragraph 6 with regard to transportation costs or. This was not previously in the bill. The rest are technical changes. On point 24, page 6, line 12, after the child, the word child, to insert the word person with a disability or older person. On page 6 in line 12, after complainant, to insert to whom the respondent has a duty of care. The next change is is also a technical change to expand and to include the word constitute. 27 to 29, it's also technical changes insofar as improving the language. In line 30 on page 6, we delete the word against and we replace it with without. And in line 30, we replace the word, delete the word wishes and to replace it with consent. Chairperson, in the beginning of the meeting, I mentioned the issue of the word functionary and the clarity that we bring about to we delete the existing definition and we replace it with functionary means a medical practitioner, healthcare personnel, a social worker, an official in the employ of a public health establishment, an educator or a caregiver, and any person designated in terms of Section 2A1. In the definition of harassment, we include the words, we are now including stalking. This is what point 31 refers to. There are further changes in respect of he, she, or they, and the issue of the word communication or communications, which clarifies the issues I spoke to earlier. That goes on to point 36 on page 4 of the document I'm referring to. On page 7, we delete the word by the Director General Health and we replace it with as a functionary. On page 7 in line 38, we delete section 18B, which previously made reference to the functionary, and we merely refer to it as a functionary. The rest are minor changes in respect of adding a or to after the word so. Point 41 of this document, on page 7, we insert the following: conveying a threat or causing a complainant to receive a threat which induces fear of physical violence or damage to property belonging to a complainant or any other person through electronic communication. Points 42 and 43 relates to the non-binary language. In line 8 of page 8, we delete person up to and including complainant. In line 17, we delete the word permission and we replace it with consent. In line 50 of the bill, we delete as abuse. On page 9, in line 18, it's the use of non-binary language. There's a technical change on line 23. We underline the word NO, which is the number of the act. And the rest from 49 to 51 is the use of non-binary language. We improve on the language and with the correction in terms of after the act, we insert the word which, and we insert an A before the word protection on page 10 in line 2. And in paragraph A in line 3 on page 10, we insert the word against a third party actor. On page 10 in line 6, we improve on the language. Instead of saying to have, we replace it with having. The new clause, Chairperson, relates again to the use of non-binary language, and that is in section 2 of the Principal Act, which made reference to his or her, and it's changed to their, and this resulted in certain changes to the numbering in the bill. On page 10, we insert a paragraph 2A. The minister may, by notice in the Gazette, designate any other person, A, belonging to a class or category of person, or who is in the employ of any person or category of entities as a functionary. The rest are numbering changes and the use of non-binary language, up to point 5 on this page. Point 6 on this page, in line 22, page 10, we delete prescribed in terms of and replace it with contemplated in. Same with point 7 in line 26. From point 8 on this page to 10, except for one portion, except for one sentence where we it's non-binary language, the rest relates to numbering issues, which we have corrected. In clause 4, point 1, it's non-binary language, and in line 13, it's replacing believe with believe. And in line 34 on page 11, may be prescribed in terms of is replaced with contemplated in. Clause 5, the use of non-binary language. And in clause 6, it's changes in respect of to delete another and to replace it with a functionary or another. On page 12 in line 38, we delete who is under the age of 16 years so that the bill is consistent in the use of our child as being defined. And we replace in line 39 the child with that child. In line 55, subsection 1B, we insert the word any supporting affidavits. And in line 58, we insert the word must. We insert the word immediately after the word must. In clause 7, we delete within the area of jurisdiction of the court and we replace it with servicing the area where the complainant resides. In line page 13, we replace complainant with complainant and we effect a change to the spelling of Director General. In clause 8, in respect of this clause, Chairperson, we cleaned up the previous deletion in the bill. And it's reflected on this paragraph 2, page 14 in line 36. On page 14 in line 41, we insert, after 1987, we insert the full citation of the Act. And in line 25, the word order was missing after the word protection, so that is inserted. And after the word order, we insert of the return date on page 39. Sorry, in line 39 of page 15. On page 15, in line 53, we replace brought to the attention of and we replace it with served on. In clause 9, page 17, in line 10, we delete questions and we replace it with question. We insert the word immediately after 2. In line 4, we delete form and manner and we replace it with the following, manner by means of an affidavit in the prescribed form. We delete in the prescribed manner on page 19. After the word resources and on page 19 in line 8 we insert the word provider after service. On line 18 we correct a reference, a cross reference, instead of 6C it's 6A, and in line 46 we delete the words it may. In clause 10, we delete or is committing. It was previously in bold. And we correct that. Page 20 in line 2A, in line 29 from 2A up to and including the word date. In line 34, we delete what was there previously and we replace it with the following. If the respondent appears but the complainant does not appear, or where both the respondent and the complainant do not appear on the return date referred to in section 5 sub 3, the court must extend the interim protection order and the return date, and the clerk of the court must notify the complainant, or the complainant and the respondent where both did not appear in the prescribed form and manner of the extended date. In line 5, after the word respondent, we insert within 48 hours or as soon as reasonably possible. And in line 26, we delete brought to the attention of and we replace it with served on. In clause 11, these are minor changes, Chairperson. As you can see, we are inserting a comma and we are bringing about the usage of non-binary language in clause 11, and we are deleting the word prescribe and we are changing it to provide for. Clause 12, this is an important insertion in the bill. Previously, we did not cater for the place of study, and we are now inserting that in on page 23 in line 27 and 32. And on page 23, it's the use of non-binary language. In clause 13, it's a minor change in respect of deleting the and. On page 24 in line 42, we are also deleting the and. And we are inserting a subsection by the insertion of subsection 5 of the following subsection. And in this regard, it's the use of non-binary language. Clause 14, again, it's the use of non-binary language and the correction, a grammatical correction. In clause 15, page 25 in line 55, it's non-binary language. And in line 56, it's a correction by deleting the word receiving. And in line 56, we are inserting being served. In line 59, we are deleting everything up to and including voluntarily. On page 26 in line 2, we are replacing with the following. If the court is satisfied that A, circumstances have changed materially since the granting of the original protection order, and that is in bold, good cause has been shown for the variation or setting aside of the protection order, and C, proper service has been effected on the respondent. This is a significant change, but it provides clarity rather than changing anything of substance. It may issue an order to this effect, provided that the court may not grant such order, may not grant such an application to the complainant unless it is satisfied that the application is made freely and voluntarily. In clause 17, it's a consequential change to insert the word studies after the word resides. In clause 19, we delete the words the provisions of. On page 27 in line 1, we delete communications and we replace it with communication. In clause 23, we delete the words from in up to and including and we replace it with in consultation with the cabinet members responsible for health, social development, basic education, higher education, science, innovation, police, and communication and digital technologies. Previously, we referred to ministries instead of these particular mandates as is normally done. On page 29, in line 9, we delete after must, we insert the word provide for. And the rest of the changes from point 3 to 11, 10 relates to the words where it was incorrectly used, where we say prescribe or provide for, and those are now deleted up to on page 29 from line 10 to line 31. And to correct those references. On page 29, after line 33, this is a substantial change or a substantive change in that we are inserting the directors referred to in this section must ensure that adequate disciplinary steps are taken against a functionary or person who fails to comply with any directive. On page 29 in line 34, it's a numbering change. In clause 24 on page 30, after the first two and insert the complainant, respondent, a person with a disability or an older person. The next change is the use of non-binary language. And on page 30 in line 15, it's the insertion of a new section in Act 16. It's a period within which the directives and regulations must be submitted. Chairperson, there are no actual change that we are bringing about in terms of this. It's just a reordering of the section and the replacement and the placement of this 2A in its correct space in the bill. which is a period within which the directives and regulations must be submitted to Parliament. Chairperson, if you want me to go through the entire paragraph, I will. But as I indicated, it's just a movement of the clauses in the bill. Clause 25, on page 30 in line 17, it's a numbering issue. Clause 26, we delete all the words period from the words period in line 21 up to and including thereafter in 49. In clause 27, we delete Domestic Violence Act, Amendment Act 2021, and we replace it with Domestic Violence Amendment Act 2021. On page 30, in line 54, it's a numbering change. And in lines 54 and 55 on page 30, we delete the reference to in terms of section 81 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, as those were superfluous wording. And in the schedule, we clean up the Act 51 of 1977, the Criminal Procedure Act. Section 40 of the Criminal Procedure Act is hereby amended by the substitution of subsection 1, paragraph Q of the following paragraph, Q, who is reasonably suspected of having committed an act of domestic violence as contemplated in section 1 of the Domestic Violence Act 1998, and which constitutes an offense in terms of any law, and we delete in respect of which violence is an element. That's in the schedule, Chairperson. And that brings me to the end of this presentation. Thank you. Chairperson, that's the end of the document I was speaking to.
Chair, are you still here?
Oh, sorry. I was muted. I was generally speaking alone. Members, are there any members who would want to make comments? Noting that we dealt with the bill yesterday, but if members would want to have a second bite, Honorable Nivo Drachens.
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't have any issues. I'm just wondering why there's a use of brackets. There's brackets in bold and then underlining. And why are those used interchangeably? You know, some things are underlined, some things are in bold for additions. I just wondering why isn't it continuous in the bill, just that, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any other member? Ms. Pillay?
Thank you, Chairperson. What we noticed was that, and this may have been a printing issue, on the version of the bill that was passed by this committee, what had happened was there were some areas where we ought to have had some words which should have been indicated in bold in brackets, but they were not, because those were actually supposed to have been a deletion. And where we were supposed to have, where we had inserted words, the underlining did not appear. So therefore you find that in some of the changes, for instance, where we were fixing the numbering in one part of this. So that's why it appears to be inconsistent, but it's actually correcting what the bill ought to have appeared originally. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Ms. Pillay. Honorable Lippert, Sahans, are you clarified?
Yes, clarified. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any further hands? None. Is there a mover for the adoption of the bill?
Yes, Chair, I move for the adoption of the bill.
Honorable Ngolangola moves. Is there any seconder?
Honorable Nero Drukhan seconds.
Honorable Nero Drukhan seconds. Is there anyone who objects?
Mr. Chair, it's Glynis. We don't object, but I need to reserve my position to take it to my caucus. I don't foresee a problem.
Thank you very much, Honorable Glynis Bredenbach. The bill is agreed to. Thank you very much, Ms. Kaya Pillay, and to your team for the work, and to the Deputy Minister for the work done.
Chair, if I can just quickly come in, as I pointed out to members yesterday from the DA, but Ms. Breitenbach wasn't there, that the DA and the NCOP supported the bill, so I do hope there won't be any problems.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister, for all the assistance, and to your team. Thank you very much. The DA has reserved this position.
May I just say to the Deputy Minister that I don't foresee a problem. It's really just a formality, and we need to take the caucus, but I don't foresee a problem.
Yes.
Ja, julle kraatsitter, julle is bang vir steenhuizen.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much to the team. Thank you very much. Can we step off this issue now? Can we go to the issue of the information regulator, the presentation and the information regulator?
Chair.
Who's speaking?
It's the Chair.
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Pillay, I was going to request Ms. Pillay to stop sharing so I can quickly share the report, Chair, on this one. So we adopt the report as well.
Yes. Mr. Mtunjani, you are sure this is the correct report?
Yes, Chair, this is the correct report. My apologies for earlier, Chair.
No problem. The report was circulated to members and is taken as read. It's a report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on the Domestic Violence Amendment Bill, B20 of 2020, dated 8 September 2021. Are there any corrections on the report?
Mr. Chair, may I please interrupt? I know it's not my place.
No, it's fine, Honourable Minister de Vries.
I nearly got promotion there as an honourable member.
Yes, you were sworn in yesterday.
Chair, Mr. Chair, I think just, and it's extremely technical, but I think we should correct it. If you read the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services having considered the Domestic Violence Act Amendment Bill 20B of 2020, that is still correct. and the proposed amendments of the National Council of Provinces passed on that date reports that it agrees with the proposed amendments too. Then I think we should just correct the short title. Apologies there, I always say we, but I mean the committee. The portfolio committee should then rather refer to the domestic violence amendment and leave out the word act, because that is not the correct short title if you refer to the C list. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Ms. Brookstone?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. In fact, it's something that I've just picked up now. If that's the way it works, then but what was referred to us was the Domestic Violence Act Amendment Bill. That's what that was the referral to us.
Maybe the Deputy Minister wants to assist the Deputy Minister. Deputy Minister John Jeffrey?
Chair, no, if my hand is still up, that's an old hand.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Dupris?
Thank you, Chair. To a large extent, I agree with Ms. Silkstone. But we must remember that the Select Committee made proposals to the Portfolio Committee, and one of those proposals or proposed amendments was to amend the short title of the bill, and that was amended in the C list. I might be wrong. I haven't got much experience with this. And I might be making a big issue out of nothing, but it's just something that I would like to draw to your attention, Chair. It's always important that your reports are 100% correct. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Do you want to respond, Ms. Rostow?
I was wondering that perhaps maybe Ms. Lewis could advise on that sort of technical thing. I actually don't have a response to that.
Is Ms. Lutz on the virtual platform?
Yes, I am, Chair. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ms. Lutz. Dr. Lutz.
Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, honourable members. I think the confusion is coming in with the sequence of events almost. So when the B bill as it is now, Ms. Silkson is correct, reads Domestic Violence Act Amendment Bill. What will happen now is because the C list has not resulted in a D bill yet. The C list has now been adopted by the committee as a sign that it approves the recommendations received from the Select Committee. And then almost when the B bill meets the C list now, the D bill, when it gets printed, that word act will fall away. But to err on the side of caution, I'm with Ms. Silkson here that the bill currently before the committee, the B bill itself on the record is titled Domestic Violence Act Amendment Bill. That is incorrect, but the C list now will correct that. And then when the D bill is printed, members will see that it reads Domestic Violence Amendment Bill. So just for historical accuracy, I would retain the act there, Chairperson.
Members, are we fine with that? So we should retain it until it is changed in the D list. Is that fine, members?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Chair.
Thank you very much. Ms. Silkstone, is that an old hand or a new hand?
Sorry, that's an old hand.
Okay, thank you very much. The report is agreed to. Thank you very much. With the Democratic Alliance reserving its position. Thank you very much. Can you take down the slides? and deal with the issue of the information regulator, which will be presented by Ms. Silverstone.
Hi, it won't take me long to run this too. I'm just hoping that you can almost isolate the screen.
Yes, as you are still fighting the slide, Ms. Silverstone.
Okay.
Just on the reports, they still appear as two reports that needs to be moved in the NCOP, in fact, in the NA. So members, are we still of the same view that we were yesterday, that we are not going to be debating this, it's going to be just declaration. Is that correct?
Chairperson.
Mamujale.
Thank you, Chairperson. My apology also for coming late. I didn't check time. I thought, Chairperson, we agreed yesterday, and I think there will be no need for us to change if unless other members feel otherwise. I think I still endorse the issue of the agreement of yesterday. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. And there's still no contrary view.
Oh, no, please.
This is
a declaration, not necessary for anything else.
Honorable Breitenbach?
Please, declarations, nothing more, please.
Nothing more, yes. No, with politicians, you must always double check. 24 hours is too long in politics.
Sir, Chair? Chair? Yes, I am not sure, Chair, after your statement that we must always double check with politicians. I'm double checking because the last time I checked, the issue that was proposed and seconded was the actual fee list, unless I've missed the part where it was a proposal and a second for the report, Chair, because we were correcting it. We interjected it and corrected it. My apologies. I'm double checking it.
So the report was not adopted?
No, I'm double checking, Chairperson. We were interrupted when we were dealing with the issue of removing the act before. I'm double checking,
yes.
Chair.
Yes. No, thank you very much for that guidance. Is there a mover for the adoption of the report? Mamu Chayla?
I move for the adoption of the report.
Oh. I second, Chair?
Okay, Honorable Nivo Trachan's move. Honorable Jelle, second. Is there any objection to the adoption of the report?
Objections are objected as well.
no objections. The report is agreed to. Thank you very much, Mr. Mtonjene. That was going to be a serious procedural issue if it was not attended to. Thank you very much for alerting us. Thank you very much. Thank you to the team, the research team, led by Ms. Silverstone, and to the team that drafted the legislation, led by DDJ Pillay. Thank you very much. Ms. Silverstone, can you take us through the issue, the process with respect to the information regulator?
Yes, Chair. I'm not going to take very long because we went through this process late last year with Ms. Tilly when we appointed her as a part-time member of the regulator. So the matter was referred to us in July, at the end of July, and the request is for us to initiate a process to fill vacancies on the information regulator. So there are four vacancies that have arisen, and because the term of office of the chairperson, two full-time members and one part-time member expire on the 1st of December, well, at the end of November. I'm not going to go into the background because we know that. But just to go on to the criteria, the qualifications and the criteria is that members of the regulator must be appropriately qualified, fit and proper persons. At least one of the members must be appointed on account of their experience as a practicing advocate or attorney or a professor of law at his birth. So we want legal sort of practicing legal experience or a legal academic. And the remainder of the members must have relevant qualifications or expertise or experience. And just to note that all the present members are legally qualified and some have experience in practicing law. In terms of the disqualifications, a person may not be appointed as a member of the regulator if he or she, to use non-binary language, should be there, is not a citizen of the Republic, is a public servant, is a member of parliament, any provincial legislature or of a municipal council, is an office bearer or employee of any political party, is an unrehabilitated insolvent, has been declared by a court to be mentally ill or unfit. Or has at any time been convicted of an offence involving dishonesty. The appointment process is the one that we're very familiar with. The matter is referred to a committee, which is us, and we run our process and make a recommendation to the House. The House adopts a resolution and the vote here is a majority vote and the President will appoint. And the important thing to note is that that when we make our recommendation, we should make a recommendation as to position that the member should occupy. So whether they are a full-time or part-time member or chairperson. The other thing to note is that members are appointed for a period of not more than 5 years and are eligible for reappointment. So should the members whose terms of office have expired put their names forward to this round, they are eligible. And then just to, I think that's everything I need to say around the process. I think Stia's got a sort of like a project plan in terms of where we are in terms of our process and what needs to happen going forward. So I'm going to ask Stia to put that up. Unless there are any questions on this part of the presentation.
I think we're more interested in the project plan.
On the next part, yes. Sia, can you? I must stop sharing.
Yes, Chris, please.
Okay. Sia, are you going to present or should I? I think maybe you can.
Okay, Chris. I'm thankful, Chris. Afternoon again, members. This is the proposal and project plan as far as the amended program of Parliament put us today.
Are you able to enlarge that?
Okay, let's try that. That better, noble members?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The advert was out until it closed on the 31st of August. We received 21 CVs, which are going to be forwarded to members after this meeting. And we are also going to be doing the summaries of the CVs as we did the last time, which will also be forwarded to members. The publication of names on the website, for as we agreed the last time, that we give the public to comment for 2 weeks, will commence on the 30th, then provide that 2 weeks until the 24th. And during the recess period, we will ask members the shortlisting. Will apply to fit for a shortlisting. It will take one meeting to shortlist And during that day, members will have to decide on how many members candidates to shortlist. Since we have four positions to fill, the structure of the interviews, the questionnaires, and the questions to be sent, questionnaires to be prepared, and then we will also formulate a questionnaire to be sent to candidates, and also the shortlist, only the shortlisted candidates will be sent for screening. Then when the reconvene, when Parliament opens the very first week, we will take the 2 days, we're proposing 2 days, the week of the 2nd till the 4th, to conduct interviews, and then we'll report the following week to the House. That's as far as we propose as the Secretariat Chair.
Members, that is the proposal. I think on the shortlisting of candidates, the proposal is that we should ask for just a, usually our shortlisting does not take more than an hour or two, that we just allow, we just ask for that so that we can shortlist, because if we don't do that, if we don't shortlist, it will be difficult for people to be sent to state security for screening. And then that can take us a lot of time if we were to do that when we come back after November at the 1st. So we're asking that just 1 day between the 27th to the 30th, just for an hour or so to do the shortlisting, then members would be released to do the campaigning, so that when we come back, we are just going to be focusing on the interviews, and then we will be ready to report to the House. That is the proposal, members. Any comments? Honorable Jelle?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I think we need to have that day, because our next term will be very short. So at least something like you have explained, they can continue with other things that needed to be done, as you explained. I thought that maybe, let me support their view that let's choose any day among those days to be able to showcase. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ngola.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. I think I saw something, but I'm sure when we deliberate more on the matter, because I saw something of the report must be supported by the majority of members. So what came to my mind is an issue of a majority of members, which is in terms of the constitution is 400, and a majority of members present is quite a different thing. But get at that time will come when we are going to have a discussion around it. I think the program is clear. I see that was initially there was an issue about the 18th and the 19th for the interviews of October, but I see that there has been a ratification. To that effect, based on the reprogramming of the parliamentary program. So I think it's proper. It's almost 4 days for the shortlisting. I'm not quite sure if you can probably not use one or two in the most, because I think it's from the 27th to the 30th during the constituency period. So I just want to check that as well. So if can't we reduce the number of days for shortlisting at least, so that we allow comrades to go and do their campaigning during the first. I'm not sure if Honorable Self, Honorable Horn, and Honorable Breitenbach during the campaign will be able to pronounce the name Zelenberg. But we'll see. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. No, we have to choose one. It's one day between that day from the 27th to the 30th. We choose one day, which will be 2 hours, an hour or two, that we will do, we will reserve for shortlisting. It's not the, from the 27th until the 30th will be doing the shortlisting. So that's one of those days we should agree on which is, which day we will take, but it will not be more than 2 hours. In fact, our experience in the community is that we don't take more than an hour doing the shortlisting. So, Honorable Ngola, it will be just 1 hour in that 3 days, which means that we have to have a proposal whether we take the 27 or the 30th or the 28 or the 29.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Honorable Hon.
Oh.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say to the Honorable Ngola, I don't know what is worse, struggling to pronounce names or not understanding the program.
Sir, don't allow this meeting to confuse.
No, for any action.
No, sir, I wanted to propose then.
Okay.
Now that you have clarified me on the 27th to the 30th. Given our experience as well on the vetting process of the shortlisted candidate. Can we take the 27th so that we give away that 3 days to that vetting process? Because it equally takes long as well. So I wanted to propose that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, members. What is your view about the date of the 27th? As proposed by Honorable Ngola.
Chairperson.
Honorable Jele.
Yes, I'm looking at the calendar here. That will be on Monday, September.
Yes, I
agree with him precisely because of those days that they need to go and do vetting and all that.
Yes.
So that when we come up from the first, we're able to begin to do that work in relation to that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Glenn Spreitenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And yes, thankfully, that will give us enough time to go home and practice the pronunciations. And it will give the Honorable Ngola time to go and get lessons on how to read a program.
Hey. Yes, no, thank you very much, members. Thank you very much. Honorable Ngola, can you lower your hand? Thank you very much. Committee Secretary, can you load, can you flight the minutes? Thank you, Committee Secretary, and to Ms. Stone for the work done. In guiding us with respect to the information regulator processes. Thank you very much. Mr. Tonjene, can you flight a minute? Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 24 August 2021. Are there any corrections on page one? Page two? Page three, page four, thank you. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Dr. Nibor, Dachans, move. Any second?
I'll second, Chair, before the Honourable Nola gets a chance to come out from under the tree there.
Comrade Nola, are you owing these people some money?
Ah, Chair, I'm owing them nothing.
Thank you very much. Any objection? The minutes are adopted, are agreed to. Can you flag the second set of minutes? Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 25 August 2021. Are there any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Page four. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I so move, sir.
Honorable Mola Moss, any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Masego Jele seconds. I thought Honorable Horn was going to second.
No, Chair, I think because it was proposed by the Honorable Nola, we have to reserve our position.
Anyone who objects? No objection. Thank you very much. Committee Secretary, do we have the other set of minutes? Thank you very much. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 26 August 2021, supposed to be 2021. Are there any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes as corrected?
Honorable Woman, you heard Truffin moves, Chair.
Honorable Newwood, Rahans move. Any seconder?
Maseko Jele second, Chair.
Honorable Maseko Jele seconds. Any objections? None. The minutes are adopted. Do we have another set of minutes? Thank you very much. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 31st August 2021. Are there any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I'll move, Chair.
Honorable Horn moves. Any seconder?
Maseko Jele seconds, Chair.
Honorable Jele seconds. I thought Honorable Mola was going to second. Thank you. Any objection? None. The minutes are agreed to. And the draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services date 1st September 2021. Are there any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Maseko Jele moves for the adoption of the meeting. Minutes, Chair.
Honorable Jele moves.
Nuho Druffen seconds, Chair.
Honorable Nuho Druffen seconds. Any objections? None. The minutes are adopted. Thank you very much. Minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 2nd September 2021. Any corrections on page 1? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Honorable
Nibo Dachans Moss, any seconder?
Masego Jele seconds.
Honorable Masego Jele seconds. Anyone who objects? None. The minutes are agreed to. Committee Secretary, was that the last?
I saw Mucha.
Committee Secretary, were those the last set of minutes?
Yes, sir. It will only be yesterday and today's minutes left. Next week, we're done with the previous week, sir.
So, yesterday's minutes?
They're not ready yet, sir.
Okay. Is there any outstanding item on the agenda that you have not dealt with?
No, Chair. There's no outstanding matter. We've covered all three matters that you've talked about.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Mtonjene. And thank you very much, members, for the work. And thank you to everyone who is listening and watching on the virtual platform. Thank you for the support. The gender-based violence bills now are ready to be presented to the National Assembly. Hopefully they will be en route to the president for assent so that they can be implemented as soon as possible so that we are in a position to fight this pandemic of gender-based violence that is affecting our people in our country. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. We will meet tomorrow at what time is it? Six? After six? Yes, after six.
So we were not sure as to what time is the house ending. So if the chair is saying we convene at six, we can convene at six or half past.
Yes, I'm told that the house ends at six, so I said after six.
Half past six it is, thank you. Thanks.
Yes. So thank you very much. Thank you to everybody. The meeting is adjourned.